We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, guess what? Tomorrow, mobile sports wagering goes live in Louisiana. We'll be talking about that. On the line with us now is the one and only Trey Wingo. Trey is a sports analyst. He's also a chief trends officer and brand ambassador for Caesars Sportsbook, brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Sign up now using the word radio new, one word, radio new, and you'll get $300 in bonus cash to wager as soon as Caesars goes live, which should be tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. This is exciting. Hey, Trey, welcome to the show.
Oh, good to be with you, Scoot. How are we?
I'm good. So, yeah, exciting news for people who are going to be able to start betting on their phones tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah, we talked about this a while ago and, like, took a little longer than we anticipated, yeah. But boom, we're ready to go. And everyone's a little more fun with something on the line. And the great thing about the Caesars Sportsbook mobile app is win or lose, you get Caesars reward points with every wager, which you can use for dining, events, stays, all kinds of fun stuff. So either way, you're always getting something a little more with Caesars Sportsbook app.
Everybody's a winner. Okay, so a lot to talk about. Sean Payton resigns as head coach. Yeah. Were you surprised?
Yeah, I kind of was. You know, we had talked about that a couple weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. And, Bill Cowher used to say something like, after 10 years, you know, you wonder if the message resonates. And I think that, you know, at some point, you just need to recharge your batteries. Like, I don't think Sean is done in any way, shape, or form. I think he'll go back to coaching. The question is when and where. I don't think it's going to be this year. He's definitely going to take the year off. But I can promise you this, he's going to be a hot commodity. I mean, yeah. I know two things about football. You need a good coach to win, and you need a quarterback. And right now the Saints are looking for both of those things, yeah. Which is a difficult spot to be in.
Yeah, and, Sean Payton talked about how he felt like this was just the right time to do this, and I understand. I expect him to go into television this year and see where that goes. Yeah. Big Ben, Ben Roethlisberger, resigned today, announced his retirement today. That's not a surprise.
No, it isn't. But, I mean, Scoot, think about this for a second, all right? We are seeing a real transition at the quarterback position in the NFL. Drew Brees is 1 year into retirement. Ben just retired. We might have seen the last of Tom Brady, and we might have seen the last of Aaron Rodgers. Now, Aaron says he doesn't want to retire, but I think he's done with Green Bay. We are going to see a massive shift in quarterbacks in the NFL and who we think are the best, because those standard bearers for so long are going away, and now you have guys like Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen. It's a whole different ball of wax than what we're going to be seeing at the quarterback play.
It is, and also a lot of running quarterbacks. Lawrence, yeah. And then Russell Wilson was one of the early running quarterbacks, early in this class of running quarterbacks, and Kyler Murray and Patrick Mahomes, and these guys are bringing it a whole. They may not last in the league as long as the pocket passers, but they're making an impact, and I think they're kind of redefining the NFL.
You're right about that on a couple of levels. So if you'll allow me to elaborate. First of all, just to show you how crazy it was this past weekend, the top two rushers of all four divisional playoff games were Patrick Mahomes with 69 rushing yards as a quarterback and Josh Allen with 68. Those were the top two rushing performances over the weekend by quarterbacks. And I worry about Josh because he's a big, strong dude, but boy, he takes a lot of hits. And, Steve Young, who's a friend of mine, used to always say, you see a lot of young running quarterbacks. You don't see a lot of old ones.
That's right.
you better figure out when that transition needs to be made, and you want to do it sooner rather than later. Because right now, Josh is such a weapon. He scored on a he set up a touchdown on the first drive going for it on fourth down, and he ran a bunch of times in that game. But, you know, eventually, you know, time catches up with everybody, even Tom Brady, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, time is the ultimate decider.
And, Trey, you know, I'm hearing Tom Brady now, and he's talking about family and spending more time with his family. And he might have said that before, but it seems a little different this time. Might he be really ready to retire?
Well, I know he's thinking about it more than ever. I was taping something this morning with my good friend Teddy Bruschi, and we talked about that. And of course, Teddy played with Tom as part of that dynasty of the 2000s in New England. And he's like, it just sounds different now. I mean,
yeah,
you know, he won a Super Bowl away from Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
Check. At 44 years old, he was the leading passer in the NFL with most touchdowns, 44, and 5,300 passing yards. Check. So if you're, you know, like, he's done the thing which says, I didn't need Belichick to do these things. You know,
right.
he has proven that. So unless he really just needs to keep playing for a few more years, what else is, I mean, no one's getting seven. Like, I love Patrick Mahomes, and I think he's going to be the next greatest thing. He already is sort of there in my mind. But no one's getting seven. Like, that's retired forever with Tom Brady.
Yeah. Now, going back to what you were just talking about, that Tom Brady wanted to prove that he could do it without Bill Belichick, don't you think there's something in Sean Payton that ultimately wants to prove that he can do it without Drew Brees?
Maybe, but those two had such a great relationship.
Oh, I know.
Like, the Bill Brady thing, I mean, they worked well together, but I think that, like, a few years ago, after Super Bowl 51, Tom had an interview, and he sat down with someone, I think it was Jim Gray, and he said, do you feel like you get the respect you deserve? And Tom very loudly and with a smile on his face says, I said, I plead the fifth. You know, there was always this underlying current of, hey, man, like, appreciate me just a little bit more, perhaps, in New England. And I don't think that was ever the case between Sean and Drew.
I certainly agree with that. But I've always felt like it wasn't. This was nothing against Drew Brees, but I thought there was always something in Sean Payton that wanted to show that he, you know, because when he came to New Orleans, he was like a no name. And while people are freaking out here in New Orleans, I'm trying to stay positive and say, look, this is a new beginning. And at one point, Drew Brees and Sean Payton were a new beginning. They were unknown commodities when they came here, and look what happened. So why can't we think about the possibility of that happening again?
You can, and you should if you're a Saints fan. But the reality is that doesn't happen all the time. Like, I mean, the Packers had this unbelievable transformation from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Like, the only other thing that comes close to that is Joe Montana to Steve Young in San Francisco. So it can happen, but it's rare. And it was the perfect marriage with those two. Like, everything made sense. The way they played, they embraced the city. They were there for the comeback after Katrina, that Monday night game against Atlanta with Steve Gleason and the dropped and the blocked kick. And it was magic. And just so people understand, from, I want to say, 2006 to 2020, the Saints had the number one offense over that time frame in the NFL in terms of yards per game and were second only to the Patriots in terms of points scored per game. We just witnessed the golden era of Saints football. The first 39 years that the franchise existed, they won one playoff game. With Peyton and Brees, they won nine, won seven division titles, and, of course, Super Bowl 44.
Well, now I'm not, now talking to you, I'm depressed.
I'm just trying to, look, be optimistic, but understand that it's going to take a Herculean effort to replace what we just saw.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be optimistic, but I do understand everything that you're saying. All right, Trey, very quickly, talk about the playoff games this weekend. Some great games last weekend. It was almost like there were scripts written by Hollywood.
Yeah, listen, just so people understand, that was the first time in NFL history that we had all four playoff games where the game-winning points were scored on the final play of the game. We had three kicks at end of regulation to win, and then the touchdown from Mahomes to Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
That had never happened before. And just to explain how crazy the weekend was, Scoot, let me just do this real quickly. Here are the teams that won and what they did. You ready?
Yeah.
The Bengals gave up a record-tying 9 sacks and won that game. The 49ers went to Lambeau Field and didn't score an offensive touchdown. They won that game. The Rams went to Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, lost 4 fumbles in a playoff game. They won that game. And the Chiefs gave up 4 touchdown passes to Gabriel, 4 touchdown receptions, rather, to Gabriel Davis. That had never happened before in NFL history. Jerry Rice didn't do that. Michael Thomas hasn't done that. Randy Moss didn't do that. And they won. I mean, it was just crazy.
It was extraordinary football. And look, with sports betting on your phone going online, mobile betting going online in Louisiana starting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., you know, even though the Saints aren't in it, you can maybe develop a little more interest in the game by, you know, having a little wager on the game. And look, and there's so many things that you can bet on. I don't think a lot of people realize all the things that you can bet on.
Yeah, listen, you could put a little nice prop bet on who the next football coach is going to be. Yeah. Or who the next quarterback is going to be, you know?
But I mean, even during games, you can bet.
Yeah.
I mean, you could bet like, on this next series, I think so and so is going to throw a touchdown pass. You can bet on that.
Yeah, that's a really good point, and I'll sort of back that up because overseas, where betting's been legal forever, you know, the majority of the bets, over 2/3 of the bets, are in-game bets.
Right.
Well, still here in the States, as we're just getting used to. 75% of the bets here are pregame. Like the big jump in the industry is going to be what you're talking about, in-game betting, because you know you're there in the moment and you see it happening, and you it adds a little excitement if you do it responsibly.
Yeah, so you know, download the app and look. If you go to Caesars Sportsbook right now, use the code word Radio New, one word, and you're going to get $300 in bonus cash wagers for Caesars Live. And that's going to be starting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. And remember, every bet you wager you make with Caesars, win or lose, you get Caesars rewards points, which can help you with reservations, tickets, events, hotel stays, all that kind of stuff.
All right. The one and only Trey Wingo, thank you for your expertise. Brought to us by Caesars Sportsbook. Sign up today. Use the code word Radio New and get $300 in bonus cash when it goes live, which is going to be tomorrow morning. Trey, we'll talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.